At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Nick Chancellor from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. I specialize in helping people overcome anxiety and reclaim their lives through a holistic approach that addresses the mind, the body, and spirit. I provide a personalized coaching to guide individuals to want a state of balance and well-being. Together, we'll work on developing effective coping strategies, exploring root cause, and implementing positive lifestyle changes. So let's say goodbye to anxiety and hello to life filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on this transformative journey together. Welcome back to another podcast. Feel lost and then found. Yeah. So my topic today is just on that, to feel lost and then to be found. And what does that? Yeah, so it's what does that feel like to be lost? So yeah, I guess when it happens, like it's amazing, like the test of time and the test of my aptitude and attitudes recently in the last week, and how all my technology just went. I needed to replace my phone, my internet went down, and you know, we always look trying to find out what the underlying root cause of feeling like lost and actioning, and when it happens, when a challenge goes on, it's a time to reflect the kind of feelings, you know, even just feel with numbness or feeling with how I process things, you know, how I work things out. So it took me time to, you know, work. It took a few days to say, okay, well, you just can't sit still here. You got to do some stuff. You're going to make things happen. Here's your journal. And to keep sane, so I did that. I started to process things, started writing things, small bits. Made some arrangement, went into the service providers, made a few phone calls, sat around, and worked out what was my main fears and you know, how I handle things. I don't handle things straight away. I tend to mull over them a little bit. I kind of take my time with them, but so let's look at some documentations now. Feeling lost and then found. Yeah, life is a journey. Yeah, sure, it certainly has a lot of ups and downs and twists and turns. It's a journey, and we find ourselves like feeling lost. Why do we feel lost so? But it's normal to feel lost, unsure of the path or the purpose. And you know, if we don't have a path and a purpose, it's hard to come back on. So we have to find our purpose. Why am I doing this at a certain age? It's good to revise. But the good thing is, when I did receive some detoxing, I call it, from technology and phones and internet, I just had me and my diary, my normal olden day technology, which means that the journal, the diary, and the book. So that's all I had to go with, and it was good to, you know, to think about things, and I had more time. I had less distractions, and here I am doing podcasts. I kind of miss this, but checking the time, I kind of miss this podcasting, but it's also, it's something I do and I love, and, you know, between times. And so it's also, we've got to note that just during the times of confusion and uncertainty, right, that we have the opportunity to embark on a profound and transformative search for self-discovery. Yeah, definitely when you have less distractions, we tend to have this, like, we enter this space where we do go self-discover. We have more time with ourselves, and therefore we reach the theta. We get into the theta vibration of life, and then we tend to go inside ourselves more, where all these distractions are keeping us away from really discovering, you know, ourselves. And only when we're distracted, also the ego tends to play a lot out of us, so it tends to dominate and control. But when we can go self-discovery channel, we find that we can actually go into the theta wave, and we really start discovering things about, and we do self-search, and then we do find ourselves again, but in a new and enlightened way. So now my technology is back. I've got a new phone. Okay, so I've got a few little bugs to sort out. I've had a sleepless night because I got so addicted to getting my systems back in order. But it's not my first time. Not my first time for my phone to crash. So I'm glad that's not my first time of the uncertainty. But I remember my phone crashing 4 or 5 years ago. And it was much... It was a different sensation then. I mean, this time it was okay. I could handle it. So the first time was a deeper overwhelming, but this time it was okay. I was accepting the loss of things. So it's a common thing for us humans to experience. Like, a common loss is common. It can manifest in various ways, and such as a sense of directionless. So, whoa, where am I doing it with no direction? It's good to have diary. Someone said that the best thing you can do is diarize your action steps, and keep a diary, and keep a journal, keep that going. That gives you direction even when all the systems and everything looks bleak, and there might be a lack of motivation. So even deep, you know, existential crisis, it is a state of being where we feel like disconnected from our true selves or our passions and our goals. It, you know, can leave us, this is on a deeper level, and can leave us feeling adrift, as if we are wandering aimlessly through life without a clear sense of purpose. So I think the mention here is a clear sense of purpose. We need to have a clear sense of purpose, and sometimes we need to revise a clear sense of purpose. We need to have that purpose. But it's in these moments of feeling lost that we have the chance to develop deep into introspection and self-reflection. So, only then can we really have that time or give ourselves that focus to feel that. Cool. So we can ask ourselves the tough questions, right? Who am I? What do I truly desire? What brings me joy and fulfillment? And by exploring these questions and engaging in self-exploration, we can start to uncover our core values and beliefs and passions. The process of finding ourselves begins with self-acceptance. And we must acknowledge that feeling lost is a natural part of life, and it's okay. But we have to get back on that wagon, get back to our system. So luckily, my habit tracker is now re-engaged, and I've designed my habit tracker for the next month. I feel a little bit more in purpose and more in tune with what's going on and what fulfills my life. But however, it was an advantage to in a way, to feel lost, but to also have the ability to put a habit tracker together. I've been wanting to do that and finally had time within this week to actually do something. There wasn't a total loss. And and it's through the acceptance, one more time, that we can create space for growth and personal development, like, and revise all those, our do lists. And when there was time to, detoxify from one thing and develop a different habit of looking deeply into the way we used to do things, the old-fashioned way, the diary, the habit tracker, and again, asking deep questions in silence. And once we can let go of all the expectations and pressure imposed by society, ourselves, inner self, and instead of focus, understanding and accepting ourselves as unique individual, doesn't matter. We might be feeling so lost, but don't forget that we're so unique. And we're always searching for meanings and purpose, and we may find that we need to step outside of our comfort zones. And this could involve trying new experiences, exploring different interests, or taking certain risks. That gives us a zest of life. So embracing the unknown and being open to new possibilities, we expand horizons and create opportunities for self-discovery. It is also important to seek guidance and support from others during this journey, whether it is through therapy, mentorship, or simply talking to trusted friends and family. Having your support system is very important. I remember I didn't have a phone, so one of the support systems is for self-care and mental health care, is to reach out to your friends, your family, or even to your mentor, a life coach, or an anxiety coach. Reach out. This can help you immensely. They offer guidance, encouragement, and help you gain clarity when you feel this overwhelmed or lost. It's so naturally okay, but we don't want to live in that space too long. And there's always some advice there. What can we do? Even engaging with someone is beneficial. As we navigate through this process, we may start to notice the small signs and synchronicities that guide us towards our true selves. These kind of signs can come in various types and forms and serendipitous encounters. And a meaningful conversation, an unexpected opportunity arises. And paying attention to those signs and following our intuition, we lead ourselves closer to finding our purpose and aligning with our authentic selves. Ultimately, the journey of feeling lost and then found is deeply personal, unique. It is a journey of self-discovery, self-acceptance, self-empowerment. It requires patience.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Resilience and willingness to embrace the unknown. But through this journey, we also have the potential to uncover our true selves, to live authentically, authentically and find a sense of fulfillment and purpose. So, well, my friends, feeling lost is not a sign of failure or weakness. Don't ever think that. But actually, it's an invitation to get on a transformation journey, your journey of self-discovery. It is through introspection, self-acceptance, and embracing new experiences that we can find ourselves again, but in more profound and enlightened ways. So let's all embrace the challenge, embrace the unknown, and embrace the opportunity to feel lost and found. Sometimes it's kind of cool to just lose yourself on purpose. A lot of people actually sign up for courses and like how to detoxify from telephone use, from mobile use, from certain things we're addicted to. And then see the opportunity to see the different retrospective of and reflection of what that is. What does it feel? Well, in conclusion for me is I'm now found the back on my technology once again. I think sometimes even a three-day telephone, mobile detoxification, going away somewhere in the mountains might be an ideal thing to the future. Again, inducing feeling lost on purpose. Okay, my friends, goodbye for now. Hope you've enjoyed this journey. If you feel like you want to reach out to me and... Hi guys, it's now time for our meditation and the second part to this particular episode, Lost Then Found. So welcome back those who have just joined us or have gone to this particular second part of the podcast. Lost Then Found. So let's all start to settle in and wherever you are and we'll take in a few deep breaths together, and we'll go through just to get centered. We will do the 7 inhale, the 4 second hold, and the 8 exhale seconds right to the end till you got no breath left, and the exhale will be much slower than the inhale. So we will do that for 3 times and then we'll check in to see how we feel. So in through the nose for 7. Hold for 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for 8, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale for 7. And hold for 4. Exhale for 8. One more go. Inhale for 7. Exhale for 8. Okay, so let's find that or be once you've found that comfortable position, you're either sitting or lying down. Close your eyes. I invite you to close your eyes and take another deep breath in. Deep breath in and just allowing your body to relax and release any tensions of your day. And as you settle into this moment of stillness, you bring your attention to the feeling of being lost. How does that feel? Acknowledge any emotions or thoughts that arise. Allow them to be present without judgment. And now imagine yourself standing in the midst of a vast and unfamiliar landscape. Just like you'd be traveling somewhere on a journey to another country, another state. You feel a sense of confusion and uncertainty and not knowing which direction to take. And embrace this feeling of being lost as part of your journey, as part of your journey. And take another moment to connect with your breath. And with each inhale, imagine breathing in clarity and guidance. With each exhale, release any doubts or fears that might be holding you back. And as you continue to breathe deeply, visualize a small flickering light in the distance. This light represents the path to finding yourself again. Allow yourself to be drawn towards it, trusting that it will lead you to where you need to be. And as you move closer to the light, notice how it grows brighter and brighter and more radiant. And begin to feel its warmth and reassurance, and knowing that it is guiding you towards a place of inner knowing and self-discovery. And along the way, you may encounter obstacles or distractions. This could be thoughts, emotions, or even external circumstances that try to pull you away from your true path. And recognize them for what they are, and gently just let them go. Let them go. Refocusing your attention on the guiding light. The guiding light. And as you continue on your journey, notice the surrounding changing. The landscape becomes familiar and you start to recognize elements that resonate with yourself. And allow yourself to embrace this familiarity and to feel a sense of homecoming. Now take a moment to reflect on the lessons you have learned during your time of feeling lost. What insights have you gained about yourself, your desires, and your purpose? Acknowledge and honor these lessons as a valuable stepping stone on your path. As you walk further, you begin to feel a deep sense of alignment and connection. You feel a renewed sense of purpose and passion bubbling up within you. And embrace the feeling of being found, knowing that you have rediscovered your true essence. And take a moment to express gratitude for the journey you have undertaken. Give thanks for the challenges, the amounts of uncertainty, and the growth that has come from it. Gratitude opens the doors for further abundance and your self-discovery. And feel the energy of clarity and purpose radiating within you. Allow it to expand and fill every cell of your being, your body, knowing that you are now aligned with your true path. And in this state of alignment, envision the life of you desire. You see yourself living in accordance with your values and passions. Feel the joy and fulfillment that comes from living authentically. Take a moment to set intentions for your future. What steps will you take to maintain your newfound alignment and connection? How will you continue to nurture and honor your true self? And as you bask in the energy of your intentions, feel the sense of peace, contentment wash over you. Trust in the journey that has brought you to this point, and have faith in the path that lies ahead of you. And take a few more deep breaths now, allowing the energy of being found to integrate into your being. Feel it grounding you and anchoring you in the present moment. And slowly begin to bring your awareness back to your physical body. Just wiggle your fingers and toes a little, and gently stretching and awakening your body. And when you are ready, I invite you to open your eyes and take a moment to appreciate the stillness and clarity you have cultivated within. and carry this sense of being found with you throughout your day, knowing that you are aligned with your true self and purpose. Trust that you have the strength and wisdom to navigate any challenges that might arise. And take a final moment to express gratitude for this practice and for the journey of feeling lost and then found again. Now that you have the power to continue growing, evolving, and embracing your true self. Thank you, friends, for joining me on this meditation and this beautiful message that has arisen through an experience of being lost for a week and detoxifying from phones and technology and realizing how addicted we could be on technology. And it does have its benefits and negatives. So, and my friends, if you're feeling lost once again and you feel like you need to reach out and find that sense of purpose and direction again, by all means, I will leave my details, and you might also want to join a community call from anxiety to tranquility. And until our next episode, many blessings. And we are not, never lost. We only think we are lost. Namaste, my friends. This is Nick here, Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety, and blessings.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.